Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today it's a real pleasure to talk to an activist with a backbone in a legislature. Michelle Fiore is a member of the lower house, the Assembly in Nevada, and she's been making a mark. One of the things that I'd like to start our discussion off with, Ms. Fiore, is your bill to make it so that people can defend themselves on a school campus. I noticed that you thought that any place, any school campus would be a good idea. And not too surprisingly, there were some knees that went wobbly, probably some Republican knees. You can fill us in on the details of that. And so it's now a bill that at least will protect, let people protect themselves on college campuses.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, and you are correct. AB 148 is our campus carry bill, and we've gotten it out of the Assembly House, and now it's in the Senate's hands, and so we're awaiting a hearing on the Senate side. We were fortunate enough to have John Lott here testifying with me. He's the
outstanding
author.
Outstanding.
Yes, yeah, he's an outstanding individual, and we're hoping to bring him back for the Senate hearing as well. So campus carry, you know, was originally a lot more meaty, I'll say, in the bill. However, we had a lot of opposition where the school districts were fighting because they didn't want K through 12. And so I don't want to call it such a compromise as we need to get it out. This is the third session we've worked on campus carry. Last session, it died in committee. My committee chair wouldn't even bring it up for a vote to get it out of committee.
I'm shocked.
The session before, Democrat Senator Lee, John Lee, actually carried the bill in 2011 session, the 76th session, and got it out of the Senate, and they wouldn't even hear it in the Assembly in 2011. 2013, we heard the bill again, but they couldn't get it out of committee. This session, we heard it in committee, we got it out of committee, we got it off of the floor, and now it awaits a Senate hearing. So what we did was we took another Assemblyman's bill, John Hambrick, and he had AB 2, which allowed your firearms to be in your car, locked in a box for, you know, if you're going on any school campus. So besides now, if you have a concealed weapons permit, you can carry on campus once it passes the Senate and the governor, either signs it or, you know, doesn't sign it and it just goes into law.
What this sounds like is a, in microcosm, what's been happening for a quarter of a century, as the concealed carry movement has moved the ball inch by inch, sometimes a little setback, but always on offense, always taking a little bit of ground, or almost always. And I think it's thrilling that you're doing the same thing in Nevada, that instead of saying, oh, well, they don't like the bill back in 13 or even earlier, so I guess we'll just go on to some other project. Your tenacity, I think, is one of the recipes for accomplishing really any legislative accomplishment, but certainly in the area of firearms, you have to be prepared for kind of the long fight.
You do, and you can never give up because, you know, just depending upon what happens next session, I mean, this session, you know, we were fortunate, and in the state of Nevada, we have both houses Republican for the first time in 89 years. So now next session, we have a presidential year. It's going to be a lot of folks out. We are Democrat heavy here in Nevada, and it's going to be a real challenge to make sure Republicans keep keep at least a house, if not both houses. And so it's going to be a challenge to make sure we get some more Second Amendment legislation brought back next session.
Well, I think it's very, very encouraging that in the face of those kinds of obstacles, because I know the Nevada General Assembly is not the easiest place to operate. Very few are.
Yes.
Even in a place like Texas, we've had a lieutenant governor that controls a lot of the legislature pretty much, and he's the guy that Ted Cruz beat. He was sitting on top of the switch to keep lots of legislation for making it out. And so you can have a tremendous majority support for something, and if one of these key players in one of these bodies is on the left side, too bad.
Yes, and that's, you know, and that's an issue, because when you look at our majority that we have here, we have a lot of Republican lights going on here in the state of Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of Republicans that for some reason feel the need to appease the anti-gun people to keep the peace. Well, I keep wanting to tell them, sweetheart, listen, you keep keeping this peace and we're not going to have any guns to be able to keep the peace, you know? So,
and
to
carry on to that point, y'all as a Republican majority weren't sent to the General Assembly to make peace. You were sent there because you were able to, the voters said, I want you to defeat whoever Democrat is in there because things aren't going the way they should be going. And then when they get there and say, okay, we're here to have peace, well, that isn't what they got elected to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of defying openly the very bedrock of their support. And it's not just Nevada. This is something that besets particularly Republicans. Democrats, I must say, by and large, remain committed to their terrible principles, and they don't give up. They don't make peace.
No, and you know, and it's sad because when you have the Bloomberg Group, that's a New York City group, coming to my state, Nevada, and literally putting out commercials, you know, anti-Michelle Fiore, her gun agenda. I mean, just blatant lies on TV, you know, on flyers, on mailers, after I'm elected. I mean, you know, they've campaigned against me before, but after I'm elected as well. And, you know, you have this going on. And I think to myself, what is wrong with these people? And why are we as a state allowing, you know, outside influence to spend millions of dollars against our own state elected?
Well, Harry the Exerciser might have something to do with that, I guess. He's been a pretty major force in your state for a long time. But now that he's lost his battle with his exercise equipment, or whatever it was that whopped him in the eye, maybe he's not going to be quite so out front. We'll see.
Yeah.
He's retiring, though. Didn't he say he's blessing us with that?
I think that's what he said, but, you know, I never believe anything that comes out of that man's mouth.
Well, you know, I take that. I shouldn't have been so enthusiastic. So we'll wait and see what happens. But anyway, I'm delighted that your bill is making progress. It's just an outrage to me that students, teachers, janitors, anybody with a concealed carry permit, or in those progressive states that don't even require a permit, I think there are 6 or 7 of them now, you just have a driver's license, you're good to go in that state to carry a concealed firearm. That's where we need to be heading, and
that's where I'd love to be, because that's where we're supposed to be, and that's what our Second Amendment's all about. And
yay.
You know,
that's
yeah,
right.
So, and the problem that we're doing is we're crawling because right now we have some Republican leadership that's here in the state of Nevada that's afraid to take the jump and take our Second Amendment rights back. So they're like, well, you know, let's start with this and start with that. Well, they didn't consider that when they were taking all of our gun rights away back in the 1989s here in the state of Nevada. So it was
right.
It's a problem.
You know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but at least what I've seen here in Washington, there is something called crony capitalism, and many Republicans get caught up in it, and they're more interested in some particular business interests than they are in pursuing constitutional government. Why don't we pick up on that idea when we come back from the break? And folks, we're talking to Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore from Nevada.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, today on the NewsHour, we're talking about gun legislation in Nevada, specifically Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore's bill, which has now made it out of the House. And if it becomes law, it will enable people with a concealed carry permit to carry on a college campus. And actually, there's a one of the watering down that was done initially, if I understand it correctly, Assemblywoman Fiore, you had written the bill so that it would have enabled anybody with a concealed carry permit on any school campus from kinder care to graduate school carry. Well, now at least if you're on the campus of an elementary or secondary school, if you stop right outside the school grounds and run around to the trunk and pop it in the trunk, I guess it would be okay.
Right. Yeah, so we have to put, you know, keep it locked in a safe in the car. But yeah, so the issue that we're having there is because they were fighting not to have firearms on the campuses of K through 12, and I think we need to arm the teachers myself, because when you look the situations that we've had where people go to these gun-free zones, these gun-free schools, and the teachers, you know, unfortunately are using their body to shield the students versus, you know, we have many teachers that have their concealed weapons permit.
And God bless those teachers that did that, but I got to believe we can't trust somebody with that kind of fidelity to protecting their students to have a gun? Really?
Right, right. Yeah, and it's very, very, very sad. I mean, we had an incident last year. We had a teacher in Sparks, Mr. L, who literally was military, a gunnery sergeant, concealed weapons permit holder, retired military. I mean, you name it, a big gun guy, and wasn't allowed to carry his concealed weapons permit. He was on the school grounds in the morning, and he saw a young student there pointing a gun at another student, and he basically went and used his body and died, you know, saved the other student, but it wasn't a good outcome.
I would much rather have had a situation somewhat like that in Pearl, Mississippi, where the principal had to run to his car because of the stupid gun-free zone law, get his gun, and come back and confront the young punk that was trying to do the carnage. And as soon as a little punky saw the principal with the gun, he, you know, dropped the gun, game over, turned the video machine off, I guess. And, you know, why do we think that's a good idea? And you know, what if the principal had been 30 years older and couldn't run as fast as he did?
Right. Right. That's right. And I for the life of me, Larry, I don't understand where these people's minds are. I don't understand what they don't understand. You don't bring a body or a knife to a gunfight. I really just don't. I'm speechless.
By the way, before we go too far, I want to make sure that people know where they can find you on the web. So if they're interested in knowing more about Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, they can do that. Where do they go?
They go to www.michellefiore.com, which is M as in Michelle, I-C-H-E-L-E. F as in flower, I-O-R-E.com. So Michelle, I spell Michelle with one L. And then Fiore is Italian, and it means flower. So MichelleFiore.com, and they can find me.
Well, that's great, because you have been active on other issues as well. One of them I see, you're a bad girl. You got the leadership mad at you over some tax issues. Here we have a Republican leadership, and they want to raise taxes, and so they punish you for fighting it. Sounds kind of like John Boehner, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really, I have to tell you, Larry, it's the silliest thing that has ever occurred. I mean, I've had my battles with the IRS, and I'll continue to battle with the IRS. I think our tax system here in the United States is horrible. We really do need to go to a flat tax, fair tax, but not the tax system we have right now, 78,000 pages. So what our leadership did here in the state of Nevada, now this, you understand, our house is held, both houses, Senate and Assembly, first time in 89 years, by Republicans. And guess what? Our Republican governor and our Republican senator and now our Republican Taxation Committee, they, all three of them, come up with the the most brilliant plan to come up with the largest tax increase in the history of Nevada's history.
Hey, that's what voters were saying. We got to get those Republicans in there so they can raise our taxes even worse than the Democrats did.
Yes.
That's why we need Republicans.
Yes, yes. And that's exactly what took place here. And so just know, when we started out this venture, I was voted in as the majority leader, and I was the chair of the taxation committee. Well, the governor and all the people that have been working on these taxes said, no, we cannot have her. She's going to block everything. So our speaker, whom I got elected as speaker, unilaterally, without a vote, removed me out of the majority leadership position, put in Assemblyman Paul Anderson, which is perfectly great with all these taxes. He actually helped create a larger tax than what the governor did. And then, on top of taking a voted-in position by our caucus away from me unilaterally, then they decide to remove me from being the chair of taxation, and not only remove me, but throw me off of the taxation committee and put this young freshman in as the chairman of taxation, which this young freshman, Assemblyman Derek Armstrong, and Majority Leader Paul Anderson, these two gentlemen both hold my both positions that I held when I got elected in November and December, and these two came up with the largest tax increase in the history of Nevada. So no wonder why the speaker, our governor had something to do with it as well, because they want to push these taxes and they want to shove them down the throats of Nevadans, and I'm not going to have it. So I'm a little assemblywoman, but guess what? It only takes 15 votes on that assembly floor, Laura, to kill their tax plans. So, and that's what I'm doing. I'm whipping up all these votes to say, look, guys, your constituents did not vote you in to raise their taxes, change their quality of life. It's so ridiculous. It makes me question what the heck these Republicans are about, because this is not the Republican that I am.
It's something that is a problem common to Republicans in leadership in particular. I'll say this. I can almost say it's a rule. What you're telling us about from Nevada almost always describes the problem that we face, whether it's Mitch McConnell and John Boehner in the Congress or in just about any other legislative arena. The one exception I can think of is when Scott Walker stood against the public sector unions and their absolute budget-busting pension plans. The president of the Senate and the speaker of the House backed Scott Walker up. I was stunned. It was a violation of everything I'd seen in politics in a fairly long career of watching, that two leadership Republicans would actually have a backbone and act in concert with their governor, who was under enormous attack at the time. So there was some potential cost. I think both of these men probably are stronger for it, but it was still risk involved. And to see that happen, wow. And coming out of Wisconsin, of all places, a rather either way kind of state, some would say purple. Anyway, we're talking with Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore from Nevada. It's MichelleFiore.com. Michelle with one L. We'll be back shortly.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore from Nevada. She has been a leader on Second Amendment issues, as we have been discussing, a campus carry bill that has now gotten out of the House and is on its way to the Senate, and we will see what happens. Some leadership Republican probably lying in wait to mess up anything that Fiore has anything to do with. It's a bill that they better not mess with too long. I think they need to remember the testimony that was given by Amanda Carpenter, why don't you tell people about that testimony? It was probably before your committee, but it was very compelling, and she was a good reason why it was such a terrible idea that people like her at the time weren't allowed to have a gun on campus.
Yeah, it's sad. Amanda Collins was a UNR student, and her car was parked where the campus police office is, so all their campus police cars were there. And it was, I think, about 10 o'clock, and she was with a group. She had a concealed weapons permit and wasn't allowed to carry on campus because they are really anti-Second Amendment here in the state of Nevada. So
at least at the schools, yeah.
Yeah, at least at the schools. So unfortunately, she was brutally raped by gunpoint, literally 50 feet from the campus police cars. And, you know, every time I think of this and I see this in my head and the way she describes it, and she said, you know, she has this big monster, you know, straddling her with a gun to her head, and he clicks the safety off, and she knew no one was coming for her. That's the every time I hear those words, I get the chills, because she knew no one was going to save her, and she didn't know if he was going to shoot her when he was done or what, but you know, in this particular incident, he let her live and he left. But the problem after he raped her, a month later, he raped and killed a 19-year-old college girl, Brianna Dennison. And when we look at this particular situation, if Amanda Collins was actually able to have her gun with her, besides protecting herself against this brutal attack, she probably would have helped with his future rapes, where maybe he wouldn't have been breathing on this earth, where Brianna Dennison didn't have to get raped or killed. And he raped a few others, too, in between, until they caught him. And now, you know, I look at situations like that, and unfortunately, campus police cannot be everywhere all the time. And if you really look at what their main job is basically their main job is to take the report after the crime is done. So we have report takers denying citizens the right to self-defense and infringing upon our Second Amendment. And
do I gather then that the campus police were opposed to campus carry?
Oh, yes, they were. They came out in strong force, you know, uniform on taxpayer dollars up here to Carson opposing it.
I hope when you get finished on the campus carry bill, you might have enough energy left to try to get the spokesman for the police fired. That is incredible. It's like Pontius Pilate. I'm just going to wash my hands of this. I have nothing to do with it. Oh, really? You could have done everything, perhaps, but you didn't. And the fact that you couldn't, you're just going to brush it under the rug, eh, pal? What a hero. What a he-man. Oh, my. I feel so safe thinking about going on that campus with such brave people like that to protect me.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, I was on the UNR campus a couple of weeks ago meeting with the young college Republicans, and, you know, of course, I'm not allowed to carry my firearm there, and it's dark, and it's really windy, and there's so many dark areas where there's so many. It's just such a dangerous, dangerous place, and I have to tell you, felt so unsafe walking through the parking lot into one of their buildings at 8 o'clock at night. It was pitch dark, and it was really, really intimidating.
So thanks a lot there, campus cops. We really appreciate, they have no conception that they ought to be partners, that they actually only have authority to carry a gun because we the people have extended our police power to them. And they've got it so perverted in their mind that they think they're the only ones capable, worthy of having such power, and that schlubs just can't be trusted. If they can't trust us, they shouldn't be working there.
I concur.
It's just absolutely stunning, the elitism of their attitude, and the fact that it doesn't work doesn't seem to occur to them at all. They're failures. They're a failure. They should be fired. If they're saying that you don't need a gun because we're here as the campus cops to protect you, and something like what happened to Amanda Collins happens, they should all be fired.
Yes. Well, it happens, you know, it wasn't just Amanda Collins. I mean, unfortunately, these college campuses have the majority of sexual assaults written, so to date. So it's a problem. I mean, when you have our sitting president, President Obama, inserting himself in the Grammy Awards back in February, literally telling the Grammy Awards, his message was, we have a rape crisis in America. One out of every five women are raped, and we have to do something about it. And then you have legislators like myself working to actually put a solution in place, and, you know, other folks fighting it. It's really just amazing how silly.
Well, the president is part of this mindset that I was just ranting about. He doesn't trust us with guns, and I think his distrust goes a lot deeper than just not trusting us to keep the safety on until we need to click it off or something of that sort. He doesn't want the people having guns because he's a tyrant. And he knows that as long as we're armed, there are certain limits to how far he can go. And actually, Mr. Obama, didn't you find out the limits up there in Bunkerville, Nevada, maybe, which is what I wanted to make sure we had time to discuss before we run out of time, right? And your home state is where the second exercise of the Second Amendment in some 50, 60 years occurred. The first being that I can think of in modern times, the Battle of Athens. And Athens, Tennessee, in 1946, there's actually a Hollywood movie about it when Hollywood was still sometimes making movies that had some connection to reality. And in Athens, Tennessee, in a Democrat primary in August, which in those days in the South, that was the election. Well, the corruptocrats had literally taken the ballot box, had the cops illegally take the ballot boxes, which were supposed to remain in place until the contents had been counted, and take them over to the cop shop where they were going to, quote unquote, count them for a victory for the ruling elite. Well, the militia came into town after that occurred. They must have known that this was likely to happen because they came in the same evening and plenty of time to get there before even apparently most of the boxes had been opened. A brief gun battle ensued and the cops surrendered, leaving the ballot boxes behind. And I know this is shocking, but the reform slate won. What do you know? And then up in Bunkerville, the same kind of thing. The militia, unhappily, it wasn't even a state militia. It was just people exercising their Second Amendment rights, rode into town, rode into the ranch, whatever you want to say, and protected this rancher who, instead of having been taken to court over a monetary dispute over the rangelands he was using, They sent in bill collectors with machine guns called the Bureau of Land Management. What?
Yes, they sure did. And let me tell you, this is what's been going on in the West, in the 12 Western states. The Bureau of Land Management has been taking over, and it's been a big problem. And so
let's return after this break and talk a little bit about the Bureau of Land Management and hopefully how we can remind them as often as need be that Bunkerville wasn't a one-off. If you guys keep pushing, going to be back with Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore at michellefiore.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to be able to talk with Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore of Nevada. She has a wonderful bill that hopefully will finally make it this time. She's been trying, making progress every year that she tries to get campus carry. And now we've been talking about the outrage of what the federal government has been doing. As the point was just made before we went into break, across the West, across the Intermountain West, 12 states in that region, the Bureau of Land Management and other alphabet soup type agencies that have no constitutional warrant have been pushing people around in the West, and it's really been a war on people by our own government. Been pretty much a silent war as far as most of us are concerned that don't live in that area. But it sure came to our attention at the Battle of Bunkerville, as I might dub it, where the ranch of Clive and Bundy became ground zero in whether the federal government is going to be our master or whether we're going to have a leash on it, which is what the founders intended. So I know that you had a good deal to do with this, Assemblywoman. You were present. There were a lot of politicians that were MIA during that, but I'm delighted that you were concerned enough to get yourself publicly exposed in that debate, in that contest, in that confrontation. So tell us a little bit about what you saw going on.
Well, you know, it was so sad and so ridiculous that our federal government, and, you know, Larry, as business people, we always look at at the dollars. So the federal government basically said this rancher owed him $1 million in grazing fees, which is a crock. No one has produced the bill. No one has done anything. And this particular rancher has, you know, never went into a contract with the federal government. He has his cattle that graze on his property. And if the BLM doesn't want his cattle to graze on BLM land, they can make a really easy couple of $1,000 wire fence across, but they choose not to do that. So federal government basically spent an excess of like $27 million in a three-week span to go and try what they say to collect $1 million, which is might be more like $80,000 over 20 years if you're looking at a couple of bucks a head of cattle.
Are you saying that they lied?
Yes, they lied. But the worst part about it is, besides them lying, they literally were pointing guns and ready, and they were slaughtering the animals. So they were saying that they were going to round up his cattle and sell them at an auction. Meanwhile, if they were going to round up his cattle and sell them at an auction, they built a 30 by 30 hole, like 25 feet deep, to put this cattle in. So there was no rounding them up. I mean, they had some of them rounded up in a pen, but they were basically looking to execute these animals. So how are they going to auction them off to pay for a fee? So it was nothing about the fee. It was all
they wanted to destroy Bundy so that other ranchers would just quake whenever some BLM thug came on to see them.
Well, they did. They understand in Clark County we had 53 ranchers in the last three decades, and we're down to one rancher. We're down to Cliven Bundy is the last standing rancher because the BLM has literally ran off 52 other ranchers. So the BLM So Cliven's a little burr under their saddle, but the difference between Cliven and the others is Cliven wouldn't back down from him. He's like, no, this is my livelihood. This is my family's property. They've been here since before Nevada was even a state. And it really saddens me that our federal government did this. And then what saddens me even worse is that our sheriff, who is supposed to have the supreme authority of the counties, the county sheriff, allowed this to get that far. So you have elected officials in this bureaucracy that are allowing the feds to come into the state of Nevada, point guns at Nevadans and Americans across the country. And I have to tell you, the Americans got tired. They said, you know what, your federal government overreach, you're pointing guns at us, we're going to point guns back at you. So there was a lot of folks that were ready to fight and lose their lives to stand and make a point saying, you know what, Mr. Federal Government, you know, you're not going to take this land because you can, because you have bigger guns than us. And, I mean, they were prepared. The state of Nevada, the federal agencies, coupled with Homeland Security, coupled with our police agencies, our fire rescues, they had detention center buses. They were ready just to kill everyone and arrest everyone. They were set up, and it was really, really horrible.
Now, from what former Sheriff Richie Mack told me, the whole situation was just as horrible and volatile as you just described when a sheriff's deputy, probably on his own, rode out to one of the head BLM agents and said, do you want to be known as the folks that gunned down the unarmed men and women that were riding toward the corral to release the cattle? And apparently the guy had something of a conscience. And that's when, according to what Mack has been told, that's when the federal guns went down. That's when early that Saturday morning they turned around and left the property. Is that kind of match with what you've got on that?
Well, there's an array of folks that worked on that, and Richard Mack was very instrumental. I think the sheriff at the time, Sheriff Gillespie, finally realized that once he realized they were at a point to where the federal government task force was what we call in a hot position, to where they were ready to fire. So we were probably 3 seconds away from getting slaughtered, and they knew I was there as an elected official, and I want you to understand that they were actually willing to shoot an elected official to take this land, and it was not okay. So
you know, I'm not even sure the mafia would go that far. That's really incredible.
The mafia. The difference, let me tell you, the difference between the mafia, which is organized crime, versus the federal government is one thing I can say about the mafia is they're organized. The federal government is a cluster. Unorganized needs to just go away.
That so, is yeah. a fabulous way to put it. Wow. What a yeah. put down.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd much rather deal with the organized crime gangsters than the federal government any day of my life.
Because at least they're predictable when they say
well,
something.
They're predictable, and they're, yeah, what they say they're going to do, and, you know, there's definitely negotiations that they're, I just think that, I'm sorry, but you compare the federal government to the mobsters, and I have to give it to the mobsters. They're smarter, they're brighter, and they're more organized.
Well, in the past, I've asked, what's the difference between the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Agents and the Mafia? And, you know, people would look at me waiting for the answer, and I said, well, it's a badge.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. That's right.
They're both organized crime, and as you're pointing out, actually the feds aren't that organized.
Yeah, that's correct. The feds aren't that organized.
Well, it was absolutely scandalous, and I remember it had to have been about 10:30 in the morning or a little earlier, because Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers had been one of those planning on a news conference at the ranch the following Monday. And on that Saturday, 10:30 Eastern time, I got a call. I kind of remember the time because I was so stunned. And Stuart said, well, the news conference is off for Monday. What? Yeah, well, yeah. I said, well, why in the world? He said, well, they've gone. The feds have gone. They're no longer here. Now, that would have, I think, been about 7:30, maybe 8:30 in the morning out there. And so what an amazing, to me, surprising development. And it was just, I've got to tell you, I went around the house praising the Lord all day long, because I think what you all did in Bunkerville is one of the most significant points in modern American history. We were going to lose badly to the federal government, and we still could, but it would have been a major setback had Clive and Bundy been driven off his land as the other 52 ranchers had been. And the fact that this lone individual, in the beginning probably with hardly any, if any, neighbor support, all the neighbors have been driven off, he was the lone ranger there, and he was willing to stand. And God bless you all for having come to his side. Although you cost me some frequent flyer miles because I never got to make the trip out to the ranch. Because I was going to fly out Sunday to be at the news conference on Monday. And you all broke that evil spell. And I just can't tell you how thrilled I was to be an American that day, that some of my fellow Americans were willing to do what you all did.
You know, it definitely made a statement, and that's what we have to do, too. We have to get people elected. And now I have to tell you, we've taken it a step further. So from Bunkerville to the Nevada legislature, we have a bill, AB 408, that's coming out that's basically saying enough federal government.
Excellent. We'll keep an eye on that. Let me know when we can send some email into the state in support of that. Meanwhile, folks, michellefiore.com, michellefiore.com. Assemblywoman Fiore, thank you very much, and Godspeed on your legislative efforts.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Larry.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.